The McLean and Dickey Aurelia Terriers took a commanding 2-0 lead in their first round, best of seven playoff series against the Midland Flyers on Saturday night with a strong performance in a 6-3 victory. About 230 fans enjoyed a physical game at Rotary Place for the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoff bout. The game's intensity was high, and so was the physicality. The game opened with several big hits, and leading the charge for the Terriers was 6'2" defenseman, Taylor Relling. "Physical play is huge in the playoffs," he said. "I think it just shows the other team you mean business. Playing the body sets the tone right away." Relling says as important as physical play is, you also have to be smart about it. "You have to be patient and wait for the correct hit," he said. "I made a couple of mistakes in the regular season and threw a couple of hits that could have been avoided. I've obviously learned from those mistakes." The former Flyer, who isn't known for being a point-getter, also contributed an assist on Saturday night. Just like in Game 1, Midland was first on the board. Flyers forward Matthew Marshall snuck one by Terriers goalie Wade Minogue early in the first frame. But just 5 minutes later, Terriers forward Jaden Murison went top shelf from near the hash marks with a backhand to tie the game at one apiece. "It felt huge, especially as a rookie," Murison said. "It feels great to help the team, especially when it matters the most." Just 3 minutes later, Terriers forward Austin Helensky banged home Josh Brown's rebound to put the Terriers ahead 2-1. Flyers forward Kyle Weatherill knotted things up before the period was through. The Terriers were the first to the scoreboard in the second period. Forward Devon Edmonds toe-dragged Flyers goalie Stevie Brown, and flipped the puck over his pads. After Weatherill evened up the score for the second time, forward Dylan Palamaki turned on an opportunity in the slot and went top shelf. About 3 minutes later, Palamaki netted another tally on the power play to put the Terriers up 5-3. "It felt good to get the boys all fired up," he said. "We got to keep this train rolling." Palamaki says scoring a game-winner in the playoffs was no big deal for him. "A goal is a goal, it just feels good to contribute to our team," he said. "We got the win, and that's all that really matters." Despite Captain Broderick Black taking a 5-minute game misconduct penalty for kneeing with 13 minutes remaining in the final frame, the Terriers controlled the entire period. After having only 2 goals in the regular season, Murison would pot his second of the night late in the frame to seal the 6-3 win. The Terriers are back at it this afternoon in Midland for Game 3 at 3:10. Head coach Dallin Telford says Reed Spinola will get the nod in net. He also says Black will be back in the lineup and has avoided a suspension for the game misconduct penalty. Palamaki said he is hopeful the Terriers can close the series out in Game 4, which will go on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. at Rotary Place. "We got to keep the foot on the gas pedal," he said. "We have to keep playing our game and stay together as a team."